NURAP Task Force to Take on Treatment of KISO Transmission, written by Robert Mullen, and read by Automated Voice. A new Western Resource Adequacy Program task force has been charged with revising the RAP tariff to clarify that participants can rely on a specific category of KISO transmission service to count remote resources toward their forward-showing requirements under the program. While KISO and California's non-KISO utilities, already subject to a state-run RA program, are not participating in the RAP, California's grid is likely to function as the key wheel-through corridor for RA sharing among the RAP's Northwest and Desert Southwest participants due to the shortage of alternate routes. Creation of the KISO TX Task Force came at the suggestion of Salt River Project, or SRP, which last year raised the concern that KISO's description of its own firm transmission product as high-priority wheeling-through is not recognized anywhere in the tariff of the RAP, a reliability program administered by the Western Power Pool, or WPP and operated by SPP. That means the tariff does not explicitly equate KISO's firmest offering of transmission service with NERC's priority 6 or 7 transmission service levels, the minimum level of service the RAP requires for a participant to count a distant resource toward its RA obligation. This creates ambiguity as to whether KISO high priority wheeling through qualifies as firm transmission under RAP. This creates uncertainty for participants relying on KISO high-priority wheeling-through transmission to satisfy RAP requirements, SRP wrote in a tariff change request form included in RAP's 2025 work plan, which was developed by the RAP Program Review Committee and approved by the WPP's Board of Directors in June. Without clear recognition, participants may experience compliance risks despite securing the highest available firm transmission from KISO, SRP wrote. SRP's proposed solution to introduce tariff language that provides clarity on what qualifies as qualifying transmission to evaluate transmission products that do not explicitly use NERC priority rating. The utility said the change should resolve uncertainty around transmission compliance and give participants confidence that high-priority transmission products that do not use a NERC priority rating will satisfy RAP requirements, which will streamline compliance. Speaking during a July 23 meeting to kick off the effort, Maya McNichol, a WPP policy and engagement manager, said WPP considers the KISO TX task force to be an easy initiative that should be concluded after 3 or 4 meetings over 2 months. The goal here is to ensure that RAP participants can use KISO high priority wheeling through transmission as part of qualifying transmission when doing all of the RAP things that require transmission, McNichol said. She said the WPP thinks the best approach would be to add a new RAP qualifying transmission definition to the tariff that includes a reference to KISO's high priority service, then substitute that definition for any relevant references to firm transmission or forward showing transmission requirement throughout the RAP tariff and business process manual. At the meeting, task force members elected Jarrett Fisher, SRP Senior Market Operations Strategy Analyst, as the group's chair. The task force will meet next August 1.